The Prime Minister says the government's main focus now is getting unemployed Australians into jobs. A group of Australian IT companies believes one pathway out of this COVID-19 recession is to get more school leavers into the booming tech sector. And they want the federal government to create a national technology apprenticeship scheme to rapidly upskill young Australians and get them into well-paid work. Leading the call is Australian financial software firm Iress and its CEO Andrew Walsh. Andrew Walsh, welcome to RM Breakfast.
Good morning, Fran.
Iress and five other leading Australian tech firms are behind this plan: Seek, Slack, Catapult, the REA Group and MYOB. So some leading tech companies. What exactly is your idea?
Well, Australia has a well-known lack of higher order skills in technology. We deal with this every day. It's well documented. We think about that problem and the large discussion around vocational education for school leavers, but then we have this large set of dislocated people as a result of COVID, and we got together to think about what we could do to solve this coalescence of problems. In the UK, we're involved in an apprenticeship scheme that we employ engineers, and these are people without tertiary education, and it's been very successful. It's paid by the private sector, but endorsed and accredited by government, so it's quite portable. And we see this as a real opportunity for us to do something at a national level.
So tell me a bit more about that. You say you employ engineers, but they're not tertiary educated. So you mean you employ people and train them to be engineers?
We do, and it's actually a growing trend amongst global tech firms to drop the requirement for tertiary education for software engineering. At the moment, the only pathway into becoming a software engineer is tertiary qualification. But what we're seeing amongst our peers is that's not a requirement for getting the job done.
So in Australia, you'd recruit your software engineers with tertiary qualifications. And is this call for another different kind of pathway in, an acknowledgement that the grads you're getting aren't coming with the skills you need? What's the problem with the current system then, the current pathway?
Well, the demand for higher order skills in software technology and broader technology skills is significant. Deloitte forecasts that as requiring 100,000 roles in the years to come. And we recruit them from Australia, but there aren't enough. And there aren't enough in the top quartile. We're interested in acquiring top talent, and there's just not enough in Australia. And so what our solution is to recruit from wherever we can, and we will place them overseas if we need to. But given the large dislocation as a result of COVID, we think there are people with skills that are sitting in industries next to us that we could retrain into technology.
So this isn't just school leavers you're looking for, it's people who are in sectors that may be downsizing because of COVID, disrupted because of COVID.
Completely.
That you think would have the capacity to come over to your industry. So why don't you just hire them anyway? I mean, I thought that companies like yours had internships. Is that an apprenticeship by any other name?
Oh, it may well be, but it's not accredited. So if we spend 2 or 3 years providing upskilling, that's not recognised by the next employer. And so it's not like going and getting a certificate. It's not like being trained in the existing systems. And so we want the government to extend the apprenticeship arrangements that are already well understood in Australia to software engineering. It's not included. It's the second most listed job demand in Australia.
It's the second most listed job demand, but you can't get people to fill it.
No, we can't. And for someone that is moving industries because of COVID, they can't go and spend 4 years at university to learn how to do the job. And so we can turn them into taxpayers really quickly.
And how would it work? Would this be privately funded? I mean, an apprenticeship. If it's an apprenticeship at a plumbing concern, the company pays the apprenticeship. So you would pay for this? What do you want from the federal government?
We want the framework. We want the education framework and the apprenticeships to be extended. We want to break the stigma that apprenticeships are only for trades. At the moment, there is definitely an expectation that to become a software engineer, you need to be tertiary qualified. We're saying that's not true. And so let's broaden the infrastructure that we've already got so that we can put Australia's future interests first. In the UK, there is an established apprenticeship scheme, and all employers with payroll over £3 million pay 0.5% of their payroll into a fund that supports this structure.
Okay, you're proposing something like that here?
It's in private enterprises' interest to grow talent. So we're seeing costs in finding that talent anyway. So, yes.
You've got six companies on board now, significant companies. Are you looking at that group hiring people in and setting up some kind of apprenticeship anyway, even if the federal government doesn't get on board? Can you do that?
We can do that, but it's small. We together would represent about 40 of these apprenticeship roles. We're all already employee graduates. The ability to attract someone to start an apprenticeship with us goes to whether they know about it, what their parents think, what the school careers advisor thinks. And so there needs to be a broader system so that people can better understand that opportunity as a genuine pathway.
If you get other big tech names on board, there's a lot of big success stories at the moment. Afterpay is one of them, Atlassian's another. How many tech apprentices, do you think you could be turning out in Australia?
Well, our group represents about 3,500 employees in Australia. If we extrapolate what we can do, we expect that is in the order of 5,500 new jobs via apprenticeships every year in Australia across ICT.
Across the whole range?
Across communications technology, big companies, small companies, straight in technology or use technology skills.
Okay. And just finally, we've only got a minute to the news, Andrew, but the federal government and states, they're spruiking vocational training like crazy at the moment. Last month, the Morrison government announced the $2 billion job trainer program that aims to give hundreds of thousands of people access to new skills by retraining. Should you be included in that?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Have you talked to the government about this at all yet?
We've spoken to a couple of ministers in this digital skills program that we're in contact with. The recognition of what we're talking about goes to how education happens through the states and TAFEs as well. So it's probably a bit deeper than that.
Okay, sounds like a great idea. Andrew Walsh, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Fran.
Andrew Walsh is chief executive of the financial software firm Iress, and that firm and five others are calling on the government to set up a formal apprenticeship scheme, which industry would pay for, but a different way, and takes the stigma out of apprenticeships too. It takes them from just thinking that apprenticeship is for a trade, but also in the tech world. Sounds like a great idea.